From WFYI's Health Desk, I'm Darian Benson. The U.S. is facing a nationwide shortage of baby formula. More than 40% of retailers across the nation reported being out of stock during the first week of May. That's according to the firm Data Assembly. To learn how the shortage is affecting families in Indiana, I'm joined now by Jenna Streit. She's the Advancement Director with the nonprofit The Milk Bank in Indianapolis. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
What's the situation in Indiana? Are you seeing grocery store shelves cleared out of formula right now? What are you hearing from local parents?
We're hearing from across the region, across the country, that families are searching, spending a lot of time driving around and trying to find formula options that just aren't in stock.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the milk bank?
We're a tissue bank similar to a blood bank, and we receive donations of human milk or breast milk from generous donors. We pasteurize that milk and safely screen it so that it is available primarily to babies in the NICU and increasingly to babies at home who might have some sort of medical need. And in addition, we're now fielding a lot of calls from somewhat desperate families who are searching for a way to feed their baby.
Is the milk bank seeing more people donate in response to this formula shortage? What's the supply-demand situation for the milk bank right now?
Yeah, we have to be really careful about how much we dispense to always ensure that we can protect babies in the NICU. They're our number one priority, but we have seen an incredible influx of questions from interested donors, and I'm so grateful there are so many moms and individuals who are stepping up who want to help families get through this.
What are you hearing from other milk banks right now?
We are all experiencing a lot of calls from the media asking about milk banking. I think we've been flying under the radar for maybe the entire time we have existed. Folks just aren't aware that a milk bank is a resource in their community. There are 31 nonprofit milk banks across the country. We are hardworking group trying to help meet this need. In addition, they're hearing from increasingly desperate families who are unsure of what to do. They're left without a lot of options.
Is it fair to say that at least part of the solution is getting more people to donate breast milk, especially right now when some babies may be going without nutrition?
We can be one part of the solution. It's going to require our communities coming together with lots of ideas to get through this. The milk bank does not have an unlimited supply of milk, and we have a really small donor population as well. So encouraging families to breastfeed, but also making sure that they have the support to breastfeed and they have access to professionals who can help them in that journey. It's a tough job, and we can't just say, just start breastfeeding more. It's not always an option for every family. That's why there needs to be milk banks, there needs to be safe human milk, and there needs to be formula available.
How can people become a donor?
We try to make the process to become a donor as simple as possible. So you can visit themilkbank.org or you can give us a call and we will walk you through a short pre-screening process to see if you're a good fit to become a donor. If you are, we'll go through a more detailed medical history. We will get consent from your healthcare provider, and we also ask you to complete a blood test. All of that can be completed in about a week's time, and with the shortage at hand, we are asking donors to move through the process as quickly as possible.
Jenna Streit is the Advancement Director with the nonprofit The Milk Bank in Indianapolis. Thank you for your time, Jenna.
Thank you.